This is Stateside on Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. The Snyder administration has maintained its relentless positive action to reinvent Michigan, restructured taxes to give businesses a better than $1 billion tax break to encourage job growth in Michigan. He approved the right to work law, which proponents insist will bring jobs to Michigan. And there has been some growth in jobs, but it's been kind of anemic. Joining us is Charles Ballard. He's a professor of economics at Michigan State University, and Rick Haglund, who is a freelance writer for Bridge Magazine, MLive, a blogger at MishEconomy.com. I'm not sure who else you write for, Rick, but I couldn't keep up with your pace. Let's talk about the economy a little bit and start with unemployment. In April, the Michigan unemployment rate was 8.4%. That was the 42nd worst rate in the nation and nearly a percentage higher than the national average of 7.5%. So, Professor Ballard, let's start with you. What's that tell you?
Well, we're 42nd best or ninth worst. But remember, not long ago, we were 50th best. We had the highest unemployment rate in the nation. So Michigan, we're different now from what we were 30 years ago, but we're similar in that we are still much more heavily dependent on durable goods manufacturing and autos in particular than any other state in the country. And what that means, since that's a cyclical industry, that means that when the nation as a whole has a bad spot, it's really bad for Michigan.
The old adage,
yeah. The United States gets a cold, we get pneumonia. Right. That is still true, perhaps less than it was 30 years ago, but still true. And so the worst recession of our lifetime for the United States, which took the U.S. unemployment rate up to 10%, it's no surprise that it took the Michigan unemployment rate up to 14%. And then we've had a recovery, and we've recovered somewhat better than the national average. But so much of this is due to a national and really global business cycle. I'm not saying that Governor Snyder's policies have hurt, but I really think that if you look at Engler, Granholm, Snyder, we give governors way too much credit when things go well. And we give them way too much blame when things go badly, when so much of what goes on is really way beyond the control of our local government. We love to be the masters of our own fate. But let's face it, we are 3% of the U.S. economy, and we have completely open borders with the rest of the country and really the rest of the world. For better or worse, things that happen beyond our borders have a profound effect.
Rick Haglund, you've written about anemic job numbers. What's your take?
Well, the employment figures seem to be slowing down in the past 12 months or so. I was just looking at some of the numbers this morning, and, you know, 67% of the new payroll jobs that Michigan has added over the past 12 months are in manufacturing, which kind of supports what Charlie had just mentioned about how we're so dependent on the auto industry in this state. There were some state GDP numbers that came out, and it shows that Michigan's GDP grew 2.2% in 2012. That was down from 3.5% in 2011 and 4.9% in 2010. And we're growing a little bit slower than the national economy. The U.S. GDP for last year was 2.5%. So we've grown. You know, we're much better than we were 2 or 3 years ago, but the growth has been somewhat anemic, and it appears to be slowing down as the, you know, expansion gets a little bit older.
I was reading this morning there's been a small year-over-year increase in the seasonally adjusted payroll jobs in Michigan. Last April, there were about 4,025,000. This April, about 4,057,000. That's 32,000 jobs, but if Rick is right, that means the bulk of them are auto jobs. So I'm wondering if these improvements in the economy we have seen, can the governor claim credit for it, or is it purely the auto industry?
Well, the governor can claim credit for it, and he certainly will. I mean, if I were in his shoes, I would claim credit for it. But I think, honestly, that so much of this has to do with, as I said, things happening really in the global markets and especially in the global auto market. And remember that we hit bottom at the end of 2009, and then a very large portion of this recovery happened in the last year of Jennifer Granholm's administration. And then 2011 was perhaps the best year of the recovery. That was Snyder's first year, but his policies didn't have any time to take effect until the following year. And so that's not saying that Snyder's policies – I actually think that they're sort of a mixed bag with some good policies and some not so good. But they can't be credited for much of this recovery. And honestly, you look at Engler, many strong years in the 90s, and then our economy really fell apart in the last 2.5 years of John Engler's administration. He didn't change policies. The national economy slipped into recession.
I wanted to bring up an article I was reading in The Atlantic by Jordan Weisman of the Federal Reserve Bank in St. Louis found that Americans have recovered 62% of the wealth that disappeared during the Great Recession. But he noted much of this rebound in national net worth has been a result of increasing stock prices, which mostly benefit the wealthiest families. So he concludes that this recovery is led by the rich, mostly for the rich. And I was wondering, do you think that's the case in Michigan, or is it somehow different here?
It's not a whole lot different here. Michigan is like many states. We have seen really over the last 40 years, not just over the last couple of years, this widening gap between the top and the middle. The middle has not pulled away from the bottom. It's that the top has pulled away from the middle, and that's true in Michigan and elsewhere.
Rick, I was in January at the state capitol at the beginning of the year. George Fulton, an economist at the University of Michigan, made a presentation to a legislative committee. Among the things I noticed was a projected slowdown in disposable income or purchasing power of Michigan residents. It's not keeping pace with the rest of the nation because of new taxes on retirees' pensions, a smaller tax credit for working poor, elimination of special tax exemptions for seniors and children, and homestead property tax credit. So I'm wondering, you know, we've got all this going on while we've got this rosier picture for business. Do you think the average, given what we talked about in that article in The Atlantic, given what George Fulton was projecting, do you think the average Michigan resident is feeling any better now while Wall Street is, you know, above 15,000 on the Dow?
I think it's kind of a mixed bag. I hear a lot of discontent from people in terms about their pay and their employment prospects. George Fulton and Don Grimes did a thing in their latest state economic forecast that showed that the average wage in Michigan is about $5,000 less than in the rest of the country. We have an older population, so the pension tax hit certain number of people, and they're unhappy about it. But on the other hand, I mean, you see some good things going on. Car sales are up both nationally and in Michigan as well. And I look around southeast Michigan, I see a lot of new home construction. So I think there's some confidence out there, and the rebound has benefited some people. One of the things that some of the economists, Charlie probably among them, had talked about, that some of the tax cuts that Snyder and the legislature enacted actually really had the effect of a tax shift, where taxes were cut for businesses, particularly small businesses. They were the personal income tax rate went up a bit, and it was applied to people with pensions. So in essence, you've had somewhat of a shift. And I think if you look at the state budget, that has not really gone down in the past few years.
I have one last question for both of you. We're less than a year and a half away from elections, and we already know that there is a Democrat who's likely to become the nominee, Mark Schauer, who will be challenging Rick Snyder. I'm predicting a little bit there, but I think it's a safe assumption. And given that Governor Snyder's popularity is not great among voters, do you think he can see enough of an improvement in the economy to claim credit for it and recover from where his numbers are right now? Charlie, let's start with you.
Well, you know, I track this with the State of the State survey, which is a quarterly public opinion poll that we have at Michigan State. Governor Snyder's numbers have never been particularly strong, and even in his first time in office back a couple of years ago, we found 44%, 44.5% either excellent or good. Those are not horrible numbers, but they're not great. And then he slipped into the 30s. I think it's fair to say that it will not be an easy election, an easy re-election for Governor Snyder. He had really an easy time in 2010. 2010 was a watershed year for Republicans nationally, a lot of discontent with Democrats. It's going to be tougher for him to achieve re-election. Not to say that he won't, but I think we're going to have a real contest on our hands.
Do you have any idea if the economy is going to improve enough to benefit his argument that he's changed the state?
Well, the fact that it's likely to continue to recover some. But again, as you've emphasized, that recovery is spread very unevenly. Some folks have done really well, but there are the average citizen in Michigan, as in much of the rest of the country, has had a pretty so-so few years here. And so I think it's going to be very mixed.
Rick Haglund, what's your thoughts?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, a lot can happen between now and 2014. I was struck by a recent poll that came out that showed Mark Schauer actually beating Snyder in a head-to-head matchup for governor. To me, that seemed kind of unusual in the fact that I suspect Mark Schauer does not have a lot of name recognition throughout the state. So I don't know if it's so much people saying they're in favor of him or if they're against Rick Snyder. I think one of the factors that he's going to have that may be telling is where the economy does go over the next year. I mean, if it just continues to sort of bounce along at sort of uninspired rates, I think it could be trouble for him. Or if it gets worse, obviously, if for some reason it really takes off early in 2014 or the mid of 2014, that puts him in a better position. But I would agree with Charlie. I think it's going to be quite a race.
Rick Haglund writes for a variety of magazines and online sites, and gosh knows how many there are, as well as MichEconomy.com on the economy. Thanks very much, Rick. And Charles Ballard, he's a professor of economics at Michigan State University. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you.
Thank you.